Anybody ready to receive his anniversary gift from God?
You know, when you go to the birthday of a president or the president's child, you go away with a package, a souvenir. We have come to celebrate the birthday of the president's baby, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, his baby Dunamis, that is celebrating 25 years. And somebody will leave here with a package. That amen can be better. If your life had been stranded for 25 years, we have not seen a year that was worse than the previous year. We haven't seen one in any realm. We have not seen a better yesterday. If anyone here today is trusting the Lord for Jehovah God to give you a path that is a shining light where you don't see a better yesterday, you will shout the loudest, amen. Now please, everywhere you are outside, ensure that you are seated right now and let something enter you. Take your seat very quickly in 10 minutes. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, or 15 minutes at the most. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And in verse 24, this is what he said. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Faithful is he that calleth. That is the theme of my charge this morning. Faithful is he that call it. Our objective right here is to understand why we are here, or rather understand the reason for our celebration. Why are we here? What are we celebrating? Number one, the privilege of life. Psalm 150 verse 6 said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Acts chapter 17 and in verse 28, he said, for in him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. The privilege of life. There are many people who saw the year 2021. Who are not here now, who are not on earth now. The privilege of life. Number two, the privilege of knowing God. John chapter 6 verse 44, he said, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. No man can come to me. Not one of us can be a Christian successfully if God does not pull us to himself. In 1 John chapter 3 verse 1, he said, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Called the sons of God. The privilege of being called his own. Number three is the privilege and honor of serving God. The privilege and the honor of serving God. Hebrews chapter 5 and in verse 4 said, no man taketh this honor upon himself, except he that is called. Serving God is a privilege. Serving God is an honor. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 26 and in verse 20, all the way to verse 28, he said, for you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise.
And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world and the things which are despised has God chosen here, and the things which are not to bring to naught the things that are. He chose people that people look down on. It is an honorable thing to serve the Lord. The privilege and the honor of serving God. Number four is the faithfulness of God to the called. The faithfulness of God. As you follow this story, you follow this story in these documentaries, the only thing we can see there is the faithfulness of God. The faithfulness. Faithful is he that calleth. Now, it is important for you to note three things from that passage of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and in verse 4. First, that God is faithful. God is faithful means God is reliable. God is dependable. God is trustworthy. The second thing from there says, God is the caller. No man can call himself and succeed. Ambition cannot take a person into the work of God and he's successful. Nobody can make himself a pastor or make himself a preacher. It is God who calls. I trained to be a doctor, and I'm a medical doctor by training, my wife too. I never dreamt of being a full-time pastor. I had the passion to serve God, but not to become a full-time pastor. Faithful is he that calleth. So God is the caller. And the third thing we note is that the caller is the doer of every good thing, every good work. Faithful is he that calleth, who also will do it. The things we are here seeing today, we are just standing by and walking and watching God do his thing. One of the topmost chief executive of one of the topmost engineering construction companies in Nigeria, he came here during the construction and looked around and he said, this structure, even an earthquake can't shake it. When he saw the integrity of the construction, then he said, you must be spending nothing less than $150 million per week on this construction. That is in his own estimation, as a professional engineer, the volume of construction that was going on. Well, I didn't have an idea of what the amount was at that time, but it wasn't far from the truth. And there was not a trace of stress, because the caller is the doer. If you call yourself, you will have the headache, but if he calls you, he will do it. Not a naira overdraft from any bank. Not a begging, not a borrowing. Faithful is he that calleth, who also will do it. God, who has called you, is going to do it in your life. Say the loudest amen. God is forever committed to everything he has commanded. What are we celebrating? The privilege of life, the privilege of knowing God, the privilege and the honor of serving God, the faithfulness of God to the called. Number five, we are celebrating the multidimensional acts of God. The multidimensional. Is it churches planted? Is it the crusades? The miracles, the signs, the wonders? The infrastructural development in our cities? Is it the widows, the orphans, the children being raised? Multidimensional, multidimensional, that only God could have done. What are we celebrating? Number six is the fulfillment of promises and prophecies. The fulfillment of promises and prophecies. At the beginning of our ministry, God told us that this church will be a fire exportation center, where the fire of God and the anointing of the Lord will be exported to nations of the earth.
People will come here, catch fire, and take the fire to nations. At that time, I did not know that on a day like this, 41 nations, including Pakistan, Pakistan Sharon, that's right, will be a recipient of this fire. Can you show his Pakistan Dunamis Church? Will be a recipient of this fire. Can you show it? God spoke to us. Nations will come. Now they have come from United Arab Emirates. We have people come here at times from Saudi Arabia. From every single continent of the earth. This is fire from here affecting a nation in far Asia that is dominantly of the other religion. Keep going. Joshua chapter 21 and in verse 45, he said, they are failed not one of any good thing which the Lord has spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. I don't know what God has spoken to you. If God kept his promise with Dunamis, he will keep his promise with your life. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If God kept his promise with this church, he will keep his promise with your life. If the prophecies are kept with this ministry, they shall be kept with your life. Today, God shall fulfill his promise in someone's life. If you are that one, shout the loudest amen. What are we celebrating? Finally, we are celebrating the frustration of the expectations and orchestrations of the enemy. That we celebrate that. The frustration of the expectations and of orchestrations of the enemy. He said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Matthew chapter 16 and in verse 18. I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. In Job chapter 5 and in verse 12, the Bible said he frustrated the tokens of life. He disappointed the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Isaiah chapter 44 and in verse 26. He frustrated the tokens of the liars. Back up to verse 25. He frustrated the tokens of the liars and maketh diviners mad. He turneth wise men backward and maketh their knowledge foolish. When we started ministry, people looked at us. I don't know what makes people to look at a person and conclude that they will not succeed. You don't know where they are coming from. You don't know where they are going. There were people who pitied us. They looked at me as a small boy. They looked at my wife as a small boy. One day somebody invited our relation to church. He said, you want to invite me to that small boy's church? Small boy. That same person had come here since looking for help from the small boy's church. It's only in Africa that they call it 28-year-old young man, a small boy. In the Western world, by 18, you are already an adult. But here you are, even at 40 in Africa, they still call you small boy. As I am now, some people still call me small boy at 53. Are you following what I'm saying here today? He's still a small boy. But which one is superior, grace or age?
mantle or title.
They just look at you. They just conclude that nothing can come out of you. One looked at me and said, they are already established churches. He was calling the names. And they were just watching to see us fail. But who is he that saith and it cometh to pass? When the Lord commanded it not. Who is he that saith? Today, presidents of nations. I was making a broadcast the other day, and a nation's president with his wife. They were glad that the broadcast was delayed so that they could watch it when it was being broadcast. Colleagues, maybe some colleagues were watching us. You're a medical doctor by training and your wife, and you want to suffer yourself and call yourself a pastor. Let's see how far you can go. Some people from family, some people just watching. Some people just watching. But in this conference, God just told us, we have just started. We are just about to start. Everybody here today who is a member of Dunamis Church, they are showing you some ancient pictures. Members of Dunamis Church, everyone watching from all around the world that is a member of this church, we are all just foundational members. This is what is up. Something is just about to start. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 12 and in verse 11, Peter was speaking and he said, when Peter came to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. God will deliver you. You know, there are people who leave church and they thought God left with them. In fact, they may even tell you, I've left that church. In fact, God has left. Not knowing that only them left. And not knowing that as they left, seven people came. People that are better in attitude, better in character, better in every realm. As they stepped out, they just gave room for more to come. The only person that must not leave church is God. For as long as God is still in church, calm down. Papoyedeko said somebody sat in an aircraft and was talking to one of his sons in the Lord unknowingly, telling that person how that ministry doesn't have a future, and was pointing out reason number one, number two, number three, number four, why he doesn't think that mega ministry winners, why he think he doesn't have a future. When the man finished talking, he said, you've been talking to me about my spiritual father. It's my father in the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. And the person talking is supposed to be the bosom friend of. So you know what? That ministry, from the way I'm seeing it, who are you to determine the future of what God started? Who are you? Nobody can even predict your future as you are now. As we are now, you can't predict our future. Are you hearing me? For some people, they will think that Solomon was a goner. His mother was an adulteress, and he doesn't have a chance. But God was thinking differently. Yeah, if you think that nothing can come out of Solomon, I will show you that I can make something out of nothing. Is there somebody here at all? If there is nothing you are going to celebrate today, celebrate the frustration of the expectations of your opposition. Stand up on your feet in the shout of praise. Everybody stand up on your feet. That's why we are here. In a few minutes, we should be off. If there is nothing to celebrate, the frustration of the altars of your father's house. From where I have come from, nobody is permitted to reach this level. From my own village. From my clan. You are not, you can't. Who are you? You can be anything but a pastor and come this far? No way. Either you are dead before your time, or you are alive without relevance. Yes. I'm telling you something I know. Either you are dead before your time, or you are alive without consequence.
the devil just renders you useless.
And God said, I will pull you and cross the boundary.
I will take you and cross the limit.
The young man we were following in 1979, Brother Victor, boy, very firebrand young man. He was killed brutally, murdered overnight, left on the railway. Isn't that enough to scare a young man away from following God? When the person, I followed the dead body all the way to the village. Those were the kind of ways that the people were eliminating, were going. I won't mention names. Many, I mean, along the line, just keep on going and going. And God said, I will raise you and show the altar that not everybody is wasteable. You will fulfill your days.
Where others stop, there is where you are starting. What they say, others cannot achieve where you have come from. God will use you to disappoint that devil.
One day, a minister's conference was coming. And I saw a devil in the dream. And when you see the devil, you know them by their presence. It's like the way you see God, you feel his presence. A devil, green-eyed. Eyes were green. Devil. And he looked at me and he said, to himself, not to me, by so-so and so time. He gave the date where he will die, not me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I didn't tell him. He gave the date. When I woke up in the morning, I hissed. If we come to the time where the devil is more powerful than God, then we drop the Bible. And that day will never come. To show the devil that what he said was inconsequential, I didn't tell my wife the dream. I didn't wake up and say, oh, Kai, madam, I saw something terrible last night. Please join your faith with me, oh. I don't want to die before my time. The devil said on so and so date. And the date he gave was just before the convention will happen. Can you imagine? You have publicized that a conference was going to happen. And then, that devil is a bastard. So I said, me and you, devil, let's watch who will give way. So I continue brutally praying, doing my schedule as if the devil didn't exist. When the date passed, very well, convention passed, everything passed. And I preached in that convention with a sense of vengeance. I was so angry with the devil who said I was going to. I preached with fire. I preached with vengeance. I was looking for the devil to kill in that convention. When the time passed, I told my wife, the devil gave himself a date. I am telling you because that date has passed. The date in which he would die. I didn't pray about it. Listen.
Any expectation as we celebrate today, any expectation the devil has for your life, for your family, that is negative.
Even so-called opponents, people who take your name. How many of you who are here today can confirm with me that if what the devil planned for you happened, you won't be here now? That is, you won't be here now. Some won't be alive now. Some will be alive now, but they will be in the hospital. Some will be alive now, but they will be in jail. Some will be alive now, but they won't be here. If what the devil planned came to pass. Am I communicating? You understand what I'm talking about? You won't be here. There are people here now that I know. If what the devil, you won't be alive now, for example. Your father died at 46. Immediately that brother died at 46. At 46, he died too. And I called on the phone. His spirit had already left. He had already gone. No pulse. Nothing. Hands were cold. blood is already black. They were already rushing. And then I called and his wife put the phone on his ears. And I said, Joseph, no sound. Joseph, no sound. Joseph! He heard the voice from afar. And he answered and said, sir. What killed his father, killed his elder brother, was also going to kill him at that same age. Until the power of God said no. God is frustrating the expectations of the wicked. And one thing that is happening to all of us is that we are changing levels today. Bring out your light, your touch light, your full light, and on it. The Bible said the path of the just is a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The path of the just, as a church, as a commission, our path is as a shining light that is shining more and more unto the perfect day. On your light. Look around you and see the beauty of the light. That is how beautiful your life shall be. How beautiful your destiny shall be. How beautiful the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more in all locations, anywhere you are. On your light, and see your path shining. 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 A shining light that shineth more and more and more and more unto the perfect day. Father, we give you the praise. Go ahead and pray in the spirit. 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 Father, we give you the praise. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. Wave it to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's a shining light. It shines more and more and more and more and more and more. Mahashadadada. In the name of Jesus, lift it higher. Every trace of darkness on your pathway. Every trace of darkness on your pathway. Every trace of darkness on your destiny, around your destiny, I declare it is arrested. They are arrested. Let it tie up. A new day, a new season, new help, new mercy, new interventions. In the name of Jesus, lift it high up. Before we move to the next level, very sharp, I won't call you out now, but I will ask you to pray. Anywhere you are, your light is up above your head. And you are saying to me, Pastor, today, I want today to be a new day for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want my sins forgiven. I want today to mark a new day. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me to live for you. Help me to do your will. Wherever you are, pray this prayer after me. And say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life, Lord. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever and backward never. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name, amen. All those who pray that prayer, say aloud, amen. You pray that prayer, you repeated it after me, say aloud, amen.